Babe.
God, babe.
Are we starting?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to J2K Podcast.
J2K!
I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
Kareen is still not with us. We miss you, Kareen. Babe!
Babe!
Babe, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeff.
Hey, this is Jeff. What's up, babe?
This is a Valentine's edition. I think we're all pretty much think the same thing, that Valentine's is a crock of shit, commercial holiday, made to make men spend money, or women, Hallmark, give
made
me that
make,
cash.
Or made to make men panic. I went to Safeway on the way from work, and there is like a million guys buying flowers.
Speaking of which, I have your Valentine's present in my car, babe.
Oh,
because it's a commercial holiday. And I bought something.
I'm like, it's a commercial holiday, but I'm going to get you a little something just because I like it.
And this super cool store I was at. I mean, fucking super cool, dope store.
Fred Meyer.
Not Fred Meyer.
Walmart.
I said to the lady there, I said, there's more men in here than I've ever seen in my whole life. And she goes, every year.
That's funny. Yeah. I am under the firm belief that Valentine's Day, while yes, we know there was once, was a Saint Valentine? I can't even remember. What's the history of Valentine's Day?
Hold that thought. Okay. We're back. We're holding the thought of Valentine's Day. And basically what happened while we were gone is Justin needed to FaceTime his lovely boys, and I went and got Babe's Valentine gift, and she opened it.
Yay!
Babe!
Babe, your card made me cry, babe.
Oh, your card was a good one.
Yep. Not as good as some other cards we read just a second ago, but, you know, close.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of cards.
Can we talk about that?
No.
We're not going to talk about that.
No. So,
they were graphic, though.
Jeff just lit a fire in the fireplace, and the logs that he, the flame logs that he uses are really inappropriate. They're called Duraflame Fatwood.
We call them Fartwood.
They are like
Oh, do you?
Wood.
Yeah.
They're like little baby, Fartwood. Little baby fire starters.
Whip out that Fatwood.
You want to see my Fatwood, babe? Babe, check out my Fatwood.
Yeah, we call it something
Give
else.
Give me that
Jeff.
Thumb.
The LB.
Yeah,
LD.
Do not bring that up on the podcast.
Oh, what? Really?
Oh my god, whatever.
The lean back long dick?
I can't believe you're talking about that.
You're making me uncomfortable.
I know. We're not going to talk about it. So for those of you who were curious, because I Googled Valentine's Day because I wasn't sure if there was a Saint Valentine.
Oh, good job, babe, yeah.
And there is. It's also called, Valentine's Day is also called Saint Valentine's Day, or the Feast of Saint Valentine. It's celebrated annually on February 14th, originated as a Western Christian feast day, honoring one or two early Christian martyrs named Saint Valentine. So, there you go. Woo-hoo.
Christian martyrs.
We're celebrating Christian martyrs by showing our loved ones we care about them. By
patting the pockets.
By buying them flowers and $6 Hallmark.
Chocolate companies.
Yeah. So a friend of Jeff's posted on Facebook a picture. His wife and him went to...
No. What? Jeff D.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess we could say Jeff D.
The absentee, yeah. Jeff D.
What up, Jeff D?
Yeah, still waiting for it to show up, man. Oh, Jeff D!
So they went to a store and they picked out cards for each other and read them to each other, gave them to each other in the store, and then put them back on the shelf.
And didn't didn't give them a fucking dime.
Love that. And I actually have done that with Jeff before.
I'd rather put it back on the shelf than in the trash can, which I usually where it goes.
I know you... Oh, I hate
Oh my god.
That was so loud. This morning he was on his knee. And this morning he was on his knees doing his morning prayer, and a little one came out. I started laughing so hard. I thought it was so funny.
Do you face Mecca and do you morning prayer?
If Mecca is West, then yes.
Hey, that's
well,
me,
does
baby.
His morning. I call it your morning prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, boop.
It didn't exactly go like that, but.
All right, we have derailed already, and we're a minute two.
Well, we're right to farts.
I know.
You're welcome.
Well, Jeff D, I love that idea. In fact, I've done that before. Way to not give big money or give more money to companies.
Why leave it at cards? Like, go to a box store or something and pick out some gifts.
Like, this is what I was going to buy you, but not.
Yeah.
Go to Walmart.
Like, let's meet back in the middle of the store.
Open up a box of chocolate and have it. And then just,
That's called stealing.
Oh.
That's the opposite of not spending money.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
It's taking something that doesn't belong to you. Which is exciting.
Well, so it would certainly be exciting, too. Like, if you made sure they saw you so you could run from them. Run, babe!
You could get in one of those scooters.
They don't go very fast.
Oh, my God. I got a story. Speaking of going to the store, I went to the grocery store with my youngest. My oldest was waiting for me to get home and cook dinner. And it's fucking busy in the grocery store. The lines are, like, all the way out in the main aisle. And so far out that I had to, like, make space so people could get through that main aisle. And while people are, like, going through, one lady doesn't go through. She just takes up that space and gets in front of me. And the woman behind me was like, weren't you next? And I was like, yeah, I was. Excuse me. I was next in line. And she turned around and shrugged. Like, I don't care. And I was like, you know.
Doesn't look like it now.
I said, I was leaving a space in line so people could get through. And she said, well, you snooze, you lose.
Oh, God.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let karma take care of this one. And she went, well, I've got a doctor's appointment in 15 minutes I can't be late to. And I was like, huh, sure hope everything comes out okay. And, you know, at this point, everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
Carmen did come through. Like, 5 seconds later, aisle, like, six aisles down, bing, light came on. And I darted over there, got in line, and she hadn't moved an inch by the time I got there.
I thought you were going to say, like, because you were in the aisle, some huge object fell on her. And
no. And as I'm walking by her, and she's still in the same, hadn't even put her groceries.
Have a nice day.
Hadn't even put her groceries up. I gave her that look like, bye. Bye, bitch.
Oh my God.
I thought you were, the light would go on and you go, all right, everybody, let's go. And they'll follow you. Like, I'll lead us on into the next chapter.
So my sister was like, you should have waited out in the parking lot until you saw what car she got in and then parked behind her. And then been like, by the way, my name's Karma, bitch. And your ass is going to be late to your appointment.
And then she would have backed into your car.
Oh, no. Had that happen more times than I could care to say.
Yeah.
In parking lots.
Backed into?
Yeah. I've literally been in barely any accidents. And all of them have been people backing into me. 2 times in a parking lot. Where I'll be like...
Well, move your ass, Christine.
Well, okay, so like...
I just joke.
You know, when you're waiting for the traffic to go so you can move... I'm not even in the like parking spot. Stop. I'm in the like road to pull out... What the fuck did you eat? And people will just be like... Justin's backing away so he doesn't smell it. Anyways,
there's nowhere for you to go. Correct. You're like stuck in traffic.
Exactly.
Waiting to go.
And they're like back into me, and I'm like, "Hi, did you not like see me?" I mean, this was way before backup cameras and things like that, but
they still had mirrors.
I know my biggest accident. I was like 20 years old, and I was at a stoplight. It was back when I was in New York, and snowing out profusely. And it was like 1 a.m, and I had to stop on my way home. I used to be a bartender, so I was getting home late. And I had to get milk. So I leave the grocery store. I'm in a stoplight. There's a car. Then there's a second car. And then I'm the third car in line. And it's like I said, super late. The car, the front car, stalls out. And the back car is like, oh my God. Suddenly throws it in reverse. And I'm like, oh my, I see reverse lights. I slam on my horn. And by the time, I couldn't even do anything. That Suburban was on top of my little baby Chevy Cavalier. The car had literally drove up on my hood. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm like, this is great. So, of course, we called the police and everything.
Shit. But,
so, all three accidents I've been in, I've literally been in a dead stop, and people have hit me. It's super fantastic.
So, that's great, babe. So great mean. Story, babe.
So mean!
Do we not want to talk about car accidents? I think no. That's a really good segue.
So, I need to.
I was like, for us, though, Valentine's Day.
Back to Valentine's.
Like, the whole idea of Valentine's Day that they push is, you know, hey, babe, I spent 3 months' salary on this diamond-encrusted necklace thing for you. Like, I love you so much. Like, that sort of deal. But, like, what I've talked about with Christine and what is real for us is that, like, that idea of Valentine's Day, not Valentine's Day itself, but the idea of love and expression of love and how you feel for somebody and, like, every day should be like that. Like, I know me and Christine, like, I think we focus on that, like, every day making, like, how much we care about each other, like, something that is in the front of us.
Yeah.
And it's present. And what's super different for me in this relationship is that that's been really huge. And, like, we were just talking about, like, this isn't a diss on anybody I've ever been with, but, like, I haven't worked very well in other relationships. Like, I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it's like, it wasn't, you know, a lot of relationships I know of, it's like, you know, one person is, can't do anything right, or they, or they're constantly bickering about everything. So, like, I have with Christine, I'd be like, oh, hey, like, this thing happened, like, you know, is everything cool? And she would be like, what are you talking about? Like, it's not a thing for her. So, that's happened less and less, like, checking in about how we do, but we act like that. Like that's the most important thing besides, like, our kids or getting to work on time, you know, is making sure that this works.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's super important.
He was funny yesterday. He messaged. He's like, so we haven't really talked about Valentine's Day. You're like, what are your thoughts on that again?
No, I said I don't have any plans besides the podcast.
Yeah.
And then she replied, Valentine's Day is a commercial holiday made to make men spend money. And then I showed it to all my buddies, and they're all like, what? And I'm like, yeah.
And then I said, every day you should tell the person you love them, not just Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure you should celebrate love, the love that you have with your significant other every day. And that, we've heard it. Like, every time you ask an elderly couple how they made it work, they're like, you have to work on it every day, basically. And that's true. Like, people evolve, people change, and you have to keep constant, I feel like, you have to keep constantly finding new reasons to love the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be tough, like, that can be tough.
It's easy to not focus on that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Is.
It's easy to fall into old patterns. Like, I think we were talking something like this, but it's like we, as people, I think we fall into patterns of ways of doing things, you know? Like, and some of them are okay, and some, like, end up not being okay. And so if you're not focused, like, and this is me on my soapbox, but, like, the look within, like, looking at yourself, why you do what you do, if you're not constantly monitoring that, and making sure you're being the, you know, trying to be the best version of yourself, then you're going to fall into cyclical patterns almost, like, a lot of times. Like, because when stuff, like, that people say it comes around again, it's like, I was doing really great at this, and then all of a sudden, like, I was doing that again, and I needed to fix that part again.
You do have to keep trying new things.
Yeah.
Like, different positions, wearing masks.
Yeah, different holes.
Chains.
There's one hole.
No, there isn't.
There's one hole that I allow.
Feel uncomfortable.
Babe.
Oh, okay, too.
Oh my god, you guys.
No, yeah, but like, talking.
Justin pointed to his mouth and was like, what about that hole?
Well, it's going to get weird. Talking to your partner, too. I mean, for me, what's different about this relationship, I don't know if it has to do with the fact that I'm older, wiser, or whatever, all those things, is having somebody that you feel that you can be honest with and talk to and be open about everything Like, yes. In the past, I've had relationships where I feel like I have to conceal or tell partial truths about
because
how
you
I feel.
Because you think other people will perceive what you say.
Yeah, and but with you, it's different. I mean, from day one, we were able to just talk. Even before we were dating, I felt like when we were getting to know each other before you'd ask me out, I would just, like, talk to you. It's different. I also, like, have you ever, like, met a person where I'm a pretty chatty person, but sometimes you just feel like you can talk endlessly to this person and never run out of things to talk about. That's how we went on an entire road trip for a week. We didn't even turn on the radio with my family. We were just like all talking. It's crazy. But that's how I feel. We'll go down to Corvallis and back. We won't turn on the music and we'll just talk, 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 talk. It's great.
It is great.
Having someone that you feel that you can, I don't know, communicate with and who gets you. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, babe.
I'm 46. True. I've never found that really, right?
It's true. And also, like, it should be with, like, other people you love, too. Like, I have friends like you, Justin, man.
Yeah.
I love you huge, man. And I think you need to keep that as a focus as well, because this is what we were talking about earlier. Like, I think, this is my opinion, we're all born, and we all constantly, for our whole lives, are trying to, like, be connected to and be a part of and feel safe and loved. Like, that is our constant drive. And however we find that, you know, for a long time for me, drugs and alcohol helped fill that void, you know? And then by living that lifestyle, I was never available for anyone else in the relationships I was in. I mean, I had several long-term 3-year relationships with amazing women, but I just wasn't available, you know? Yeah. I was chasing that, the temporary ease and comfort that brings. Like, it could be drugs or alcohol or sex or peanut butter. Fuck, I don't know.
Peanut butter.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
So yeah, that like, if you're with somebody, like, as a partner in life, that and your group, your network, your people, you know,
your connection,
your tribe.
We talked about a little bit off podcast, even just like having that core group of people that you can connect with, and that it doesn't have to be necessarily family, but that feel like family.
It's hard. Like, yeah. I was talking with someone, my friend from Missouri, when they moved out here. Most of my friends that live out here, they're from Missouri, that I knew from back home, and they're like, people don't get me out here. People don't have the same sense of humor, and my jokes don't come off, and it's just awkward, and things fall flat. And it, like, there are very few people out here that I feel like I can be myself around, and I can joke like that. And I don't know if it's because you're from the East Coast, but we click.
Yeah.
And Jeff, as soon as we met, like, we were, like...
He's an East Coaster at heart.
bullshitting hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, just being silly. And to the point where people around us would be like, those guys are weird.
Yeah, but that's so cool. Like, who would even care what other people think?
But I would say shit, like, to you, around other people, that would kill back home. People would die. And out here they're like, ugh, you guys are weird. You know what I mean? So it's hard to find... Yeah. It was really hard for me to find friends that it, like...
Yeah.
That I clicked with. I was just talking to you, Jeff, earlier about, I met a couple at a house party, and I talk to everybody. I'm like, it's my personality. I can talk to anybody. But me and this couple at this house party hit it off, joking nonstop. We got each other's jokes. We were bantering back and forth off of each other, and running on jokes, like, you know, that go up throughout the night. Like, yeah. We keep going back to it. And they ended up inviting me out, and now we're, like, really good friends. I just that's went awesome. Over to their house and played Dungeons & Dragons, and, which I never played.
D&D. Oh, that's right. You were going to go do that.
Yeah, it was, this is the second time I've done it.
Did they start a new campaign for you?
No, he already had.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They wrote you in. That's
yeah,
right.
And he sent me a 4-page backstory.
Yeah, you were saying that.
My character that is amazing.
Do you have a little mini?
He made us minis. Okay. He's a He's a graphic designer.
Oh.
For Nike.
Wow.
And so.
That's a good friend to make.
Yeah. He's just interesting. Like, and loves art and has cool art all over their house.
Cool.
But they, yeah. He had game boards made that, like, were his creation of his story, like his vision.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he created the game boards and little mini, you know, characters for everybody. It was a lot of fun.
So graphic designer, does he design the shoes and like the clothing? Or?
I think he does NBA stuff.
That's so cool. What a cool job. Neat.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Awkward pause.
I know, that wasn't awkward. All right,
moving on to music.
Yeah, that's what you
want. Me and Justin were jamming earlier.
We
went through our catalog, kind of stuff that we've been playing around with forever. Justin is on the drums instead of the bass.
And it's something I'd never really...
Slapping the bass.
It's something I'd never really felt comfortable doing, playing drums. Because you can fake it on a bass guitar. You can, like, play along, and it's... even if you don't know how to do it, you're like, what string is that? Oh, I can play... I can push that one little note down.
Yeah.
But with drums, you have to, like, keep time and be doing different things with each limb, and it's...
Yeah.
A clusterfuck if
it's
you...
It's a pat your head, rub your tongue yeah. situation.
It's tough.
Well, and Justin is markedly better. Like, you're... only playing over here. Yeah. You're not playing anywhere else. You're not going to a guitar center and practicing.
Which is so fun. Have you ever like gone to guitar center?
No.
We should go.
We do it all the time.
Dude, it's so fun.
They have the ring sticks, tambourine.
Would you piss everybody off playing the drums in the store?
No, you can.
You're allowed to play with anything.
Like, if you get loud enough, they'll just shut the doors.
And yeah, we go there and probably spend an hour every time playing around with keyboards.
There's the lighting, microphones, keyboards... acoustics, bass,
yes,
guitar.
And you can steal a guitar pick every time you're there.
Yeah, I have a bunch of them.
Because they have the little
the red ones? Yeah, I saw those. I saw a stack.
Yeah, they're a little thick for my liking, though.
That's what she said.
The lean back long dick picks.
But they've got the cool, like, what are the drums that aren't they're like the flat circles or like
electronic. Oh no, electronic drums.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. One was set to techno.
Yeah, he was doing all the different sounds.
But you boom! I was like, I am a robot playing the drums in my electronic AI world. He's super cool, man.
It was cute.
It's
like,
so fun.
He was playing and there was this little boy that was watching him. Like, you could just tell the little boy wanted to turn and Jeff's like, I'm playing!
I was I wanted to hand him the drumsticks, but he bailed out.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, but fuck, man, I love music. It's so amazing. Like, and I want to make music for people.
It's really cool to be able to just materialize a song out of thin air. And you're like, it's like figuring out a puzzle with somebody else and how everything works together. And then, everything starts to come together. It's like you just make a song out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I said I want to make music for people, but I want to make music for me, complete songs. And I'd love to play them for people.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
I need to learn how to play something.
So I want to get good enough to be able to play songs that I love and then play those for other people.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. This song's so good.
I'm going to make music for myself.
Who was telling me that they listened to an interview with a guy, or maybe I just heard an interview with a guy, and he's like, fuck yeah, I listen to my own music. I write music. Like, the only reason I started making music is to make music I love. Of course I want to listen to it.
Yeah.
I think it was Josh Homme that said that.
Yeah, he has a bunch of quotes that are awesome. Like, you know, there's people make music like for people, for money, to make money. And he's like, I like to play at a bank and I make music that, like, I want people to play, like, a million times in their car. They can't quit playing, like, and I have done that with his music. Like, there's one song that just, like, grabs me, and I just put it on repeat, and I fucking listen to it all the way to work.
Oh my God.
And over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Oh, fuck.
I do that too.
Because it just, like, fucking gives me the chills.
Yeah, Queen. There are a bunch of Queens of the Stone Age songs. There are some that, like, I can't do that with, but there are some that just are, like,
yeah.
Bring, like, mind earworms. Earworms that just, like, play over and over.
What's that one song I love? The one that we listen to all the time.
It's Villains of Circumstance.
Love that.
How does
one.
It go? It goes.
Close your eyes and take me. I don't want to sing on the podcast. Be forever yours.
It sounds like the beginning to a really good anime.
Close your eyes and take me. Be forever here.
We're gonna wreck the world.
Grease for a second.
With the power of my sword.
Grease lightning.
So a band
sound like the only one. Like Dragon Ball Z or something.
Villains of Circumstance.
Dum da dum dum dum. So there's a band like that that gets stuck in my head, and I like want to hear the song over and over. They're called Red City Radio, and I just Googled them today. And they're playing in Portland in June.
Ooh.
And I've like immediately bought two tickets.
Cool.
Well, I texted my girlfriend and I was like, you want to go to this with me? And it was an immediate yep. So
yay.
Going to see a band that, okay, so the way I heard of them, I was running late for the airport. I think I've told that story on the podcast. I was running late for the airport to fly to New Orleans. And knew I was running late and had a random mix on Spotify. And it was like, if you like this, you might like this band. And Red City Radio played. And the next thing I know, I looked down and I was doing like 120. So I switched just to that band and like, yeah, been listening to them for the last 4 years.
It wasn't Red City Radio's fault. You were late.
Well, yeah, it's easy to lose track of your
speed. I don't
know
if I've ever gone 120 miles an hour.
Everything goes hand in hand
here.
That's
crazy. Well, that's cool.
You've gone 120 miles an hour.
I honestly don't think I've ever. I think the fastest I've ever gone is about 100.
I don't believe you.
I'm serious. I don't. I have never.
I over-exaggerate. I was probably only doing 90.
Okay.
Wow, Christine. 100, really?
Yeah. I for sure, because in Montana, there's certain parts of Montana that literally have no speed limit. And when we were driving across the country when I moved out here, we just went as fast as we freaking could.
168 miles per hour is the fastest I've gone.
Cool.
On a sport bike.
Yeah.
I remember, like, because you're going so fast, the, like, everything is zipping, like, zipping by you. And I was so nervous, I didn't want to, like, look down at the speedometer. I can remember being that nervous. And I had it revved up so high that I was like, ugh, I'm afraid. And right before I, like, let off, I looked down and it was 168.
Real quick.
Yeah. We would go...
Like,
we,
part of his underwear was sucked up his butthole.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, it was a flap suck. So
like somebody blew a brown smoke ring at it.
So we went so fast one time, we got from Moberly, Missouri to Columbia, Missouri in about 14 or 15 minutes. And that's a 35-mile drive.
Oh my god.
And we passed a highway patrolman and he waved at us. They were like, my friend was like, they're not going to pull out and chase us because they're afraid them or somebody else is going to get hurt. And there was nobody out that day. They just like, howdy, waved at us.
Oh my gosh.
Boy, howdy, them guys is going fast.
There's no way we're going to catch them. Forget it. That's crazy.
Their names must be Bo and Luke Duke.
Roscoe Pico Train. I used to love the Dukes of Hazzard. You never watched? Did you watch that show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. Are you stopping?
I
break time.
I call some of my poops Dukes of Hazzard, like a dookie.
Was it not recording?
We're gonna take a quick break.
Oh, okay.
And we're back.
You can't keep doing that.
Food, music, and love.
Food, music, and love.
Born a girl.
Why? You have some of the best, like, intros to this show ever. It's just you rambling. I just hit play and let you ramble, and then I'm like, and hey, we're back.
So, food-wise, I've been cooking more. I have three things I want to make for dinner at the J2K,
yes,
in the J2K podcast kitchen studio. I want to make, I made the best motherfucking chicken and dumplings.
Ooh.
My mouth came inside of my mouth. They were so good.
I hope you swallowed.
And
okay.
Had a mouthful of chicken and dumplings.
Thank God.
That was really good.
So amazing chicken and dumplings. Some awesome chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
That sounds good.
In your mouth.
With some bread.
Bread would be bomb. And next week, we're not, probably not going to do the podcast because Jeff and Christine
are going to be out of town. We're taking my daughter and her friend to the beach house.
Yes.
The J2K podcast beach house studio.
Well, screw you guys. Maybe me and Kareem will do it.
You can do that. Or
but we probably won't.
Maybe you guys come,
or we
down,
can just skip,
come to the beach house and do
I know,
it.
You can come to the
That'll
beach
work.
House.
That'll work. So the next time we get together, I'm making my bacon mac and cheese.
Bacon.
This is the long-awaited bacon mac and cheese.
Yes.
I'm excited.
You eat it, and then it comes out your butthole.
Yep. It really does. Sweet bacon mac and cheese squeeze.
We use the air fryer again tonight.
Yeah, everybody I know has been talking about and loving air fryers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, I cooked boneless pork ribs in there.
Mm.
And they were delish, weren't they, guys?
They were really good.
Yeah.
It tasted like when you go to a Mexican grocery store, they, or the ones that I've been to, they've got pre-cooked pork behind a like glass thing in a deli. Kind of like the hot food section in a deli. Mm. And it doesn't taste as good as what you made. Yours was, like, fresh and seasoned really well.
What do they call, like, I guess gizzards. You ever got gizzards?
Yeah. Well, I eat fried gizzards from back home in Missouri.
Yeah.
The gizzard? Like, the part that comes out of, like, the
yeah,
butt
like
of the turkey.
It's not the butt.
Huh?
It's not the butt.
No.
It's the thing that grinds up the food and the chicken.
But
chicken,
yeah,
gizzard.
No, I know, but isn't that the thing that
it's
you like
the
pack of crap you take out of the turkey?
A gizzard is in that pack of crap.
Yeah.
That's the.
Is that the long? No, it's the.
That's
back.
The giblets.
Ugh.
Giblets. Giblets.
Yeah. Giblets.
So what
yeah.
does a gizzard do?
So that's just like the throat of the chicken. We're grinding.
Yeah,
the
they
esophagus.
Eat. They eat, like, you can put oyster shells down, or they'll eat little rocks, and it's trapped in there, and then the food gets crushed up with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah,
so it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
the part
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
It's not the part that makes them go.
Well, that's a turkey.
We're talking chickens. So it wouldn't
okay.
be gobble gobble. It'd be. That's exactly how chick. I've been working for years on my on perfecting my chicken noise.
Oh yeah.
Here it is. It's uncanny.
It looks like you're gonna puke when you do that.
It looks like you're getting rid of your gizzard rocks to get some new ones.
And if you don't think that sounds like a chicken, then you haven't been around very many chickens, my friend.
That's right.
Go to a farm. Take your ass to a farm.
Yeah.
Naysayer.
It sounds like this.
So, yes, I've had gizzards, and...
Were there rocks in them when you ate them?
No.
I'm so confused.
It tastes like... I'm gonna
clean out all the stuff when you cut up a bird.
I'm
going
to give you a perfect description of what chicken deep-fried chicken gizzards taste like.
Okay.
They're about the size of... It looks kind of like deep-fried gravel. It's like a big piece of gravel.
Sounds amazing.
And it tastes like batter... and rubber bands. It's the consistency of a ball of deep fried rubber bands.
Why would you want to eat that?
Huh? I don't know. Eat it all.
That is not true.
Okay.
It's 100% true.
It's funny, but it's not true.
It is true.
They're chewy.
Like a rubber band.
But a rubber band, you don't like bite all the way through.
Okay, so...
And the gizzards, you can bite all the way through it because it's an organ that's been deep fried.
Correction, an edible rubber band.
That sounds it's made out of disgusting. Chicken gizzards.
Yes. So, also chicken livers.
I've had a chicken liver. No, wait. I've had a chicken heart.
What about chicken heart? Fuckers?
I haven't had chicken peckers.
Chicken peckers.
That come out of their...
Butthole.
No, what is it called? What are
Cloaca.
The cloaca shaka.
Awaken to cloaca.
Awake the cloaca.
Cloaca. So what's the strangest thing you've ever eaten? Is it the gizzard?
No. The weirdest thing I've ever eaten, they had alligator dicks.
Oh my god!
I just made that up.
Okay. I was wondering if alligators had. Do y'all want some alligator dick? I believe you. There goes my gullibility.
So you're gonna have to go back in that room, though.
We only eat it in this back room.
Yeah, you can only eat it in this dark room and take your pants off.
Sounds like Hawaii.
It looks like a payday.
Jeremy.
It feels like one too.
It sounds like that place he went and got chocolate of Hawaii all over.
Yeah, it does. You don't want none of this.
You don't want what I got except for this alligator dick.
So the weirdest thing I've ever eaten on Thanksgiving one year, my sister and I and her husband went to an Eagles club.
Yeah, like the Lions.
Like a Legion or whatever. Yeah.
Like an American Legion, yeah. So you paid a cover, and then you go in, and they had tables and tables of crock pots and, like, casserole dishes and stuff.
Oh, can I guess what it is?
Everything.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, I was going to ask if anyone's ever eaten that
before. I have not eaten testicles before. Jess raised his hand.
I had full-blown sheep nuts. They're fucking delicious.
They had every indigenous to Missouri food.
Oh, wow.
Like animal, pretty much.
Yeah.
I ate turtle and raccoon and possum and wild turkey.
Roadkill.
And I've had rabbit and like everything.
What does a raccoon taste like?
Greasy.
Greasy, yeah.
Raccoon meat. But that's like... The people that, like, lived out in the woods, out in the country.
That made babies with their family members?
That's a stereotype.
The pride.
I'm thinking of the Wrong Turn movies.
No, like, the people that lived out in the country that went through the Great Depression or that were coal miners just barely scraping by.
Yeah, Christine.
Like, they
geez.
Were...
I know.
They were out in the woods, like, hunting possum and...
Well, possum's like a big rat, right?
I guess so.
Possum is a marsupial, like a kangaroo.
So you ate a cute kangaroo-like thing.
Have you seen a possum?
Yeah, they're gross.
They're so ugly, they're cute. But I wouldn't call it.
They are so beneficial to our environment.
Yeah.
They eat ticks and ticks and fleas. They buy, like, the thousands.
So you shouldn't have eaten them.
No, I'll eat those fuckers. I don't care. Like, and I told Emily this.
He's Ranger Justin, remember?
That's what I told you guys.
I'll fucking eat an animal right in front of other animals to show them.
I will eat a goat.
Do not eat goats. They're so cute.
It keeps fucking around. I'm going to eat it. Go to sleep, Brenda. Go to sleep or you get eat.
Lottery Dream Farm.
I'm going to have to keep an eye on Justin, though.
You about to get eaten, Craig.
We used to have three
Ranger
goats.
Ranger Justin named a goat Craig.
You about to get eaten. Quit. Keep fucking around. You're going to get eaten, Craig.
Craig, you butt me in the ass one more time, I'm going to eat you.
You two are so funny when you banter back and
forth. Oh, man.
Fucking Craig.
I put those pool floaties over your horns so you can't butt me in the butt. So,
pool floaties?
My girlfriend has a gigantic... My girlfriend has a gigantic fucking dog.
Oh my god, I'm glad you said dog.
I know, I was waiting for that. I'm like, oh god.
She has
what?
The biggest, she has the biggest, hairiest, most gaping dog I've ever seen.
I've never.
It's a Newfoundland.
Like, so, gaping and dog together.
She
like,
has a gigantic, hairy, black Newfoundland. And it,
is that what you call it?
It is a...
It's the purse, his pet name for her.
It's a fucking terror, this animal. It's a beast. It's so... It's really sweet, and it's adorable. It looks like one of those mini cows. Those big, furry mini cows.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like a mix between that and an ugly black bear. It's adorable. And it's huge. It's like 1 year old, and it's way bigger than a lab. Like, it's gigantic. It's going to be huge.
What's its name?
India. India. This dog's name is India. And I told her, like, she heard the story of... I told her I've eaten, like... I'll try any animal.
Yeah.
I'm like, that dog keeps fucking around and counter surfing. I'm going to eat that dog. We're going to take it to the Traeger.
Oh, my God.
I will eat an India steak.
Eat her pet.
Right now.
That might be the end of your relationship. Eat her dog.
The dog. Sometimes that dog's got it coming.
All right.
No, it's really sweet.
I was going to say, she probably has already formed a good attachment.
So this is completely off this topic. So your sister listens to the podcast?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's her name?
Kendra.
Kendra. This is Jeff from J2K Podcast. Jeff.
I wanted to say, I'm really sorry that earlier Justin was drinking a glass of wine and he took ice and was crunching it. Just like this. I know you hate it.
Shout out to Kendra, yo.
Love you, Kay. And I didn't space on your name. I wasn't spacing on my sister's name. I was wondering if I, like...
Should I say it or not?
Should I say that on the podcast? And then I'm like, nah, fuck it.
For the whole 12 people that
She's one of our fans. We should call her.
She lives in Kendrick, Nebraska on 3807 Hendricks Drive. I made all that
up. I was like, Kendra lives in Kendrick? That's awesome. So I asked you about the weird things you'd eaten because a friend of mine had gone to Mexico recently for New Year's Eve, and she was telling me she went on this food walking tour in Mexico City, and they were going to all these different places and they got to try a whole bunch of food, and when they got to one of the last locations, it was like a taco stand.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, the tour guide was like, you can either
Can I guess? Hold on.
Yeah.
Was it lingua? That's cow tongue.
No.
Okay.
No.
So
better than that.
Yeah. So she goes, you could either get the regular taco, which was pork,
or
you could get the mystery taco. She goes, so of course I went with the mystery taco because I'm adventurous, and everyone else went with the pork taco. And so she ate it, and then she's like, all right, well, what did I just eat?
Brains.
Nope.
Uterus.
Get the fuck out of here.
And it was delicious.
She said it was really good. Like, you ate uterus? So
that's where the sacred flow comes from, bro.
I'm assuming.
You know that shit.
What kind of animal?
I didn't ask.
Did they give it a pig hysterectomy?
I presume pig or cow, you know. I know, right? So I was giving her a hard time, and I was like, you guys going out for dinner tonight? And she's like, no, I'm really full. And I was like, well, if you're feeling adventurous, you always got penis tacos next.
Yeah, that'd probably be good.
I was just gonna say, I went to a taco my favorite taco shop in town. Shout out to Tacos Malone. Tacos Malone! So,
try to call him on the phone. It's Tacos Malone!
Call us on the phone, Tacos Malone. Call us on the phone.
Hey, so, lifetime supply of free tacos for all this advertisement to
we
our millions of viewers and listeners.
So the guy behind me...
All 15 of you?
All 15 of us. The guy behind me in line, he was Mexican but didn't have a... He was, sorry, Hispanic, Latino, or Latinx. But he didn't have an accent. But I'm going to do one for podcast sake. He was like, hey, get the lingua. And I was like, what's lingua? It's cow tongue, Holmes. And I was like, okay... I'm gonna. In actuality, was like, "Hey, you should try the lingua tacos. It's cow tongue."
But for the purpose of the podcast, he's vato.
To make it interesting, he was like, "Get the fucking cow tongue,
or else I'll fucking shoot you."
Eat it. So I got the cow tongue, and it was a little mushy. Not mushy. Squishy. Squishy.
But not like giblets.
Like meaty mushroom?
yeah. Like meaty mushrooms. Yeah. You're right. So I tried that, and when I get pho, when I get some...
Oh my god, you got pho this week.
Yeah. Did you get it from the king? The pho king?
I don't know. I brought it over to Kaiser Pho.
We are fucking
over
delicious.
By the bowling alley in Kaiser. It's so good.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's I've heard really, it's really good.
Oh yeah. My god, the one I got. First time,
can we go there and do the podcast from there?
We should. They wouldn't care.
Have pho and do the podcast?
Yeah. We had the vermicelli. Oh, so good.
So I get the works in my pho. So it's rare beef. I think it's beef skirt, like rare. And then meatballs and tripe. Oh, and tendons.
Ew, I'm not going to do the tripe.
Yeah. So I was the same way. Until
that
I just,
isn't that like intestine?
Yeah,
all cleaned out.
I'm gonna pass. I cannot do that.
Well, we'll get you uterus.
There was
instead,
poop
okay?
in there once. That better be washed.
Maybe
washed,
there wasn't poop.
Rewashed, washed, rewashed, and washed.
Maybe this wasn't the poop intestine. Maybe this was just the barf intestine. It hadn't fully turned into. Yeah.
Or maybe it was the fucking intestine where food came only.
Yeah, like food that's, that was chewed that's the up esophagus. By the cow cud. The. I'm gonna pass on that.
Hey, we'll just get you the uterus.
All they eat is grass. It's just grass and bile.
Who let that chicken in there?
And they got like five stomachs.
Four?
Five. They have five stomachs, don't they?
How does tripe taste? I need to know.
How many stomachs does a cow have?
Four. Four compartments.
Well, they didn't talk about the fifth stomach that I made up for the purpose of this podcast.
No, one stomach with four chambers, five.
Ooh.
No, one stomach with four chambers, four.
One stomach plus four chambers equals five
I
things.
I think the stomach has four chambers.
Cows have five things stomachs. Justin, I'm sorry that Christine's like this to you.
Why are you like this to me?
I'm like this to everyone. I can't help it.
That's the truth, too. Like, as we found out, I was right all along.
As I
Christine's
suspected,
favorite saying.
I was right all along. So my favorite work quote, which I learned years ago. So like people call all the time and they need something yesterday or as soon as possible for whatever reason. And it's, your lack of oversight does not constitute my emergency.
Which is
I've heard that.
My favorite.
First time you said it on the podcast.
I haven't heard it.
This is the first time I remember hearing
it. Okay, thank you.
So you chill, Jeff.
I tell him all the time. So the
no,
girls.
No, you don't.
That happens all the time. And they're like, oh, it's your favorite quote. And they can never remember what it is. So they're like, your total screw up made my job harder. I'm like, nope, not it, but close.
Okay, let's review. In our life, me and Christine's, that phrase would be meant for somebody who's kind of freaking out and like, I need something right now. Like, when have I ever done that to you?
Oh, no, not at all.
You said you say it to me all the time.
Well, because I'm telling you about it, about work.
You,
know,
you
tell
say
me
you heard
about
it. About, you
yeah,
say
yeah.
you heard it on the podcast a few times. You
yeah.
heard it a few times.
But I'm using it in reference to work. Like, here's an example. I don't really want to talk about work, but it happens all the time. People neglect to do their job, and then something
well, no,
and
I
freak out.
And then they freak
I understand.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand yeah. what the... But you, yeah. it sounded to me like you said
oh, no,
you say it to me all the time, and I'm like, what am I freaking
well, I
out?
Say it to you in terms of usually me venting about work. I don't necessarily.
I want to fight about it still.
Do not make this a life lesson, babe.
Fucking chickens.
So, my favorite, I book hotel rooms at work, and my favorite thing is like somebody calling like on a Saturday, and like, I know you have a huge event tonight. But I need a room, and my favorite thing to turn it around. I'm like, well, when did you book it? Like, I don't know what they're talking about, and they're like, oh no, I haven't booked anything yet. I'm trying to book it. Oh no, we're sold out. We've been sold out for like 3 months.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
When did you call to book it? Did you call 3 months ago? No. Oh, today? Well, I'm sorry.
That's a perfect time for her quote.
Your lack of oversight does not constitute my
emergency.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't need to freak out because you were whatever you were that made you be this way.
You chose lazy. To wait.
Why are you this way?
You.
Why are you this
why
way?
Why are you like this to Justin? And when, who let the fucking chicken in here?
Baby, those walls are...
I love that song.
Are these from our, the pile? They're so dry. It's great. Great fire.
Christine, you guys don't know what she's talking about, but she's talking about a pile of wood for the fireplace that's burning.
Like
you guys can't see any of this.
I know.
She's like, oh, I'm this. Oh my God, babe, what's this?
But the
wood
did
you see
is,
the shiny?
The fire is roaring. That's
particularly
why.
Dry. Yes, the fire is roaring.
Yeah.
It's a bonfire in a little fireplace.
Well, the last couple fires we've built have been kind of, because the wood's been
hey,
wet.
You know that I don't fuck around.
Jeff prefers wet wood.
The lean back long dick.
Oh my goodness gracious. I hope my parents never listen to this.
I think we've established they don't listen. Because they started listening and Justin said he stood to wipe and they're like, we're out.
I have the LFSD. Lean forward, short dick. Thumbs up.
If Korea were here, finger guns. She'd be like, Mom, Dad, and brother, you're making me uncomfortable. Oh my gosh, you guys crack me up.
Well, you guys.
Yeah, might be time.
It's been fun. But we are going to have to
wrap
see
you
next week.
We are going to go for a quick break and then come back with a song.
Massage. Well, hey everybody, we're back.
Apparently, I'm going to be giving Justin a rub down later.
I was like...
It's your Valentine's Day gift.
Christine said she holds all her stress in her back, and I was like, I hold all my stress right here.
In my penile area.
Yeah, I think most men hold their stress there.
And you know what? I could really use a massage right
now. Babe, I'm so stressed. Can you rub down?
We got one of those
naughty girl party jerk-off things that we can give you, and you can go to the bathroom with
What
it.
Are they?
We're even not talking about that on the podcast.
90-year-old party, what is it?
Naughty girl party jerk-off things.
What's that?
It's like a...
Oh, the naughty girl, like, part where they have the toy parties.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, like, a fleshlight.
It's way more manual than that.
So, a fleshlight...
We've already talked about that, right?
Yes. Because I've never heard of one before.
Yeah. So...
But now I'm...
At this point in the podcast, this is when we do the song. And it goes something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4...
J2K J2K
LBLD stands for lean back long dig.
Oh yeah.
To my sister I'll chew ice if I fucking want to.
Whoa.
Can't make me stop.
J2K.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
J2K.
Valentine's Day is a bogus commercial holiday. But guess what? We still got you uterus tacos.
And it's a cloaca now. J2K.
Uterus tacos.
J2K.
Uterus tacos.
Straight from the cloaca, yeah.
They call me the cloaca shaker.
It sounds like, I don't know. Like
animal noises with Jeff and Justin.
Green, when you're coming back, the boys. That's my favorite. Bye.